Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Hello guys, how are you today?
We're good, thank you.
Hi Rebecca.
Hello. Okay, can you tell me a bit about your policies, please?
Okay, so our first policy is to support international students. So we'd like to improve the employability prospects of the students. For example, finding a part-time job can be very challenging in the beginning. So we'd like to cooperate with careers and help them achieve that.
We also want to focus on more Erasmus opportunities and student placements abroad. And then we focus on integration. And lastly, on social life.
Brilliant. And so you say you want to create an effective support system for international students. How would you go about doing that? And do you think the current system is good enough?
Well, first of all, we would like to say that we are impressed with the work that's been done by the ISA till now, and the policies that are now in place are incredible. What we want to do is focus more on improving these policies. And
as we said before, we'd like to cooperate with other departments of the university as careers office. So through that and through cooperating with more powerful unions, we believe that we can achieve greater support for the students.
For example, students, when they arrive and they're international students and they want to find a part-time job, as I did when I arrived at the university, I found it very hard due to language barriers and due to cultural barriers. And I asked advice from the career services. I think that if every student had the opportunity to go to the career services and have more opportunities for international students, which is going to be done by the ISA in cooperation with the career service, it's going to be an amazing opportunity for students to acquire more transferable, employable skills, which is an important part of the university experience.
And you say you want to improve the social lives of international students. How would you go about doing that?
Actually, we would like to cooperate with all the national societies of the university. For example, Greek society, Italian society, Afro-American society, all the societies together, and create common events. And this is one of our basic targets, because we believe it's very successful, as we saw from some particular parties, like the Turn Up the Heat party or the Food Fiesta. So we'd like to focus on this a lot.
And you say that you want to organise trips to sort of traditional cities in England. So where do you want to go, and how are you going to ensure these trips are affordable?
Well, there are already trips organised by the ISA in various places, and we believe that we want to continue doing that and also going various places, traditional places within the UK. We can negotiate nice prices, good prices, deals with the various agencies, exactly because we're a university and there are a lot of students interested in purchasing tickets, and I think we are in place to find good prices for these trips.
Yeah, and we would also like to visit some other places that they haven't been, like trips haven't been organised there before, such as Wimbledon or maybe the Ascot races. I think this is particularly interesting.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Do you feel there needs to be greater integration between USU and the International Students Association, and why? Or if not, why?
Yeah, we think this is very important. We would like to start this cooperation from the beginning of the academic year. I would like, for example, to have...
I would say that the cooperation between the ISA and USU is something crucial, I think. Even though they do separate things and they're responsible for separate demands and policies, I think that working together with the two unions and institutions working together is going to bring out the best results, because brainstorming from both sides can generate ideas for improving students' lives and social lives, support integration.
Fantastic. Is there anything you would do differently to previous international officers?
Well, as we said, we admire the tries that have been made by other international officers. What we would like to do is suggest a very groundbreaking idea, which is creating a student platform where students can be networking by the student accounts. And this is a great opportunity for students. Like, when they talk to Facebook, they're going to be talking in a student platform where they're going to be asking questions, discussing facts, anything.
Great. And fantastic. Finally, quickly, why should people vote for you as people? Why not anyone else?
because we are also university students, we are also international students, and we know the problems that they face. So we are very keen this passionate in the right way, and also talking to them in every need they have.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.